ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fence.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, all to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a mold, no proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever joke. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side fly. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Kids can be you can watch on YouTube with for free. This one time for the Twitch. Aye. This one time for the text. Aye. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. I don't know about you, but it smells like heat season to me, baby. It smells like heat season to me. I'm ready to get hurt again, baby. I'm ready to get hurt again. I got to go stop by the liquor store today, see what new drop I got, because I kind of already burned through my Jack Daniels with the Dolphins. So just in case, you know, you don't know. We'll see what we got with it. But it's all happening for us, baby. Tonight, the Heat, back at it, taking on the Orlando Magic on the road. You, of course, can hear that right here on your home for Miami Heat basketball, FM 104.3. WQAM, and that'll get going tonight at 5:45. Solana and Tommy Tighe will have it all for you. Let's get to our headlines, all right? Let's get it all started. Leroy will join us in a little bit. He is dealing with some stuff, so he'll be here in the midst of the show at some point. Good morning, Vlad. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
How are you excited? The Knicks play today, yeah? Everybody else plays
Knicks
today?
Knicks Cleveland on ESPN.
All right. No Mitchell Robinson, though, I saw.
Already. No Josh Hart, no Mitchell, but we're deep.
What's going on? Yeah, you guys got that remnants of them Tibbs minutes? What's going on already?
We're good, man.
All right.
We'll score over 110 points. Can you?
I don't know. We'll find that out. I do know that we got some gnarly news in the midst of that. And we'll get to that here. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the pricey tow, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. We got the news yesterday that Khalil Ware is now questionable for the game. We'll keep an eye on that, but apparently he sprained his ankle at the last practice. So that's not great because he was already dealing with a neck thing. And I don't know if you guys know this about the Orlando Magic, but they are quite big. Big team. Big. So not having Khalil Ware tonight. And you got Bam. You got Nico. I don't need really. I guess Vlad Golden. I mean, you know, get your shoes tied tight if things go awry tonight. If there's foul trouble. Yeah, get your weight up, Vlad Golden. Welcome to the NBA if Khalil Ware cannot go. So we'll keep an eye on that, and very excited to get into all things Miami Heat today. Last night, the NBA debuted. But first, locally, the Florida Panthers finally got back in the win column on a very, very emotional night, and it was a wild one. I was thrown up in my shoe. And then in the midst of seconds, the craziest goal you ever saw went in. Carter Verhaeghe going Happy Gilmore style, bouncing it off the post, bouncing it off of Bruins defenders, and the Cats were able to get it done. They got it going early in this game. Samuskevich, this is what he started it off with, the power play goal.
Out of the end boards, Marchand. Backhand for Lundell along the far boards into the circle. Down low, Marchand again, side of the net. Back to Lundell, a shot. It's off the iron. Batted at the blue paint. It's loose. And they score a power play goal. And the Panthers are on the board. 1 minute, 1 second in. And this one was batted at in the blue paint. We'll see who ultimately gets credit for it, but Brad Marchand was right there. So was Mackie Samuskevich, and it looks like it's going to be Mackie Samuskevich who got the last piece of it, a power play goal, and the Panthers get off to a good start here tonight.
Obviously, it was an emotional night. It was Marshy's return to Beantown, and in the midst of the first period, they play a montage, and I mean, he's waterworks. I mean, it was so emotional for Brad Marchand getting that return to Boston. He said that he was trying not to cry, but they cheated because they put his kids in the montage.
First of all, he lost it. The in-game montage for players.
What are you supposed to do it?
Basketball after the first TV timeout. Don't do that. Don't do it.
You know why I think it is? I think it's because you're always afraid if you do it pregame, Vlad, that, you know, especially here with the Heat, you know how it is getting into that building. I think that making sure everybody's cheeks in the seats so they can hear. So I think that's probably what it is that the teams want that. But I'm with you. It looked like he really needed to gather himself for a minute there on the bench because of how emotional it got. And, man, it was something.
He had to give him at least two shift changes before he was ready.
He wasn't ready. He was overcome. It was crazy. It was crazy. And, yeah, the Boston fans did him right. They gave him the ovation that he deserved. And the Panthers were really trying to get him his goal last night. He got a couple of assists. Huge setup there he was in on that Mackie Samuskevich power play goal. And we'll get to his go-ahead help on the go-ahead, at one point go-ahead goal for the Cats. But there was a couple of times where, like, Verhaeghe tried to set him up on the break, and Lundell tried to set him up. And you could just tell, like, they were trying to give him his moment to have that and soak that in. And it almost bit the Panthers in the ass because the game nearly got out of hand. A.J. Greer put the Cats up 2-0. After put them in a comfortable spot in the second period.
Off the draw, here's a puck picked up by A.J. Greer, and he scores out of the near circle. A.J. Greer makes it 2-0 Panthers, 2:01 into period number two. He pounced on a puck right off the faceoff, and he's able to beat Swayman short side. The Panthers double their lead. Right off the faceoff, it was a loose puck battle for Greer, jumped on it, and that was a quick release. And a heavy snapshot in close from Greer.
So the Cats were up a couple of goals, and then you get into the third period. And the Sams, you know, like the Conn Smythe, it's been a little bit of a tough start so far for Sam Bennett. And he and Rhino set themselves up, and it looks like he's got this puppy. And Swayman made an incredible save to keep it from going 3-0. And that really flipped the game, because then all of a sudden Boston just gets all the momentum. They get one, and I mean, the Cats are just being willy-nilly. They get undisciplined, and then the Bruins would tie things up at 2-2.
Geeky on the end boards for Boston. He's taken out far corner by Ekblad. Fans wanted a call, not going to get it. Here's Pastrnak straight on. Pastrnak to the net, tip, they score. It was deflected in front. Pastrnak took the shot. And this game is tied at two, and it looks like Elias Lindholm got a stick on that in front of the net.
Yeah, I know the Boston fans are all thinking they're going to ruin Marchand's night. And then just seconds later, you got Etu Lostarinen and Brad Marchand linking up, and Etu put the Cats back up 3-2.
Far corner, it's Lundell. He'll be bumped by Pastrnak. Lundell to Ekblad. Out of the zone, Marchand. Backhand straight on Lostarinen. Past the defense. In Lostarinen, and he scores! Etu Lostarinen got past the defense. Went in alone. He beats Swayman of the Panthers. Have the lead once again. It's 3-2. Etu Lostarinen picking a great time to get his first goal of the season off the bar and in.
All right, so you're feeling all right. Cats got this. They're up 3-2. You let it go once, you're not going to let it go again. Well, then they finally get Swayman off the ice, and these mother bleeping Bruins were able to even things up in the closing minute for against the Cats.
Off the draw, the Bruins have it. Pastrnak, McAvoy at the line across Pastrnak. One-time drive, save made Burrowski in front, and they score. Geeky took the feed at the top of the goal crease for Mittelstadt, and with the goaltender pulled and 1:31 left in the third, the Bruins have tied this game at three.
So I'm sick at this point. I'm not feeling great. And I'm just like, I can't believe it. If they go 0-for on this road trip, on an emotional night, a game they felt like they had controlled, you know, 90%. Now, like, Boston was peppering the Panthers, but Bob was just kind of in the zone. And thankfully, the hockey gods smiling down on the Cats because Swaggy, Curtis, he just made contact with a lot of stuff, and it bounced off a Bruin for the Cats' win.
Forslick, outlet, Bennett, right side, room, top of the right circle, pulls up in front for Hagee, a shot, he rang it off the post, bouncer, and they score! They score! It went off the post! It looked like it went off a Bruin and in, and the Panthers have taken a 4-3 lead with 25.7 seconds to play. Verhage ripped it off the iron. It took a bounce, and it looked like it went off a Bruin and in. And that's exactly what happened. Off the post, off peak, past Swayman, and the Panthers regain the lead 4-3 with 25.7 seconds to play.
Thank God. Better to be lucky than good. I'll take it. The way this trip has gone, I'll take it. Especially with all the emotions of yesterday. Needed that one, Vlad. Needed it.
Yeah. Needed it bad.
So it was an emotional night. We'll get into some of Marchand's comments later on this hour from what he had to say on the whole return. Returns are cool. That was definitely one. In the NBA last night, you had the Thunder beat the Rockets 125-124 in double overtime. Great game. SGA, 35 points. He hits the go-ahead free throws. He was dancing all around KD. Truthfully, this should have been over, or at least a chance to be over in overtime, because Kevin Durant went full Spo last night.
Oh, my God.
He gets the rebound.
No, it was the first overtime.
It was the first overtime, yeah.
Right.
In the first overtime, he gets the rebound, and he starts calling, timeout!
However, the referees didn't acknowledge it.
I know! And they're sitting here being like, oh, yeah, nobody saw it. And SGA was sitting here after the game, and he goes, he didn't see it. He's out here yelling it. What do you mean you didn't see it?
He didn't see it. Yelling and seeing are two different things.
I think that's crazy. I think that they let him get away with it. Remember when they did that with David Blatt a couple of back in the playoffs?
Oh, yeah.
Where they just completely saved him from himself. Like, Kevin Durant definitely called timeout, did it very clearly, and nobody being able to see it is ridiculous.
You know, Don't hear the other old.
I don't understand that.
The old don't hear the old. They so were also, therefore, the referee didn't acknowledge that. Yeah, KD did call timeout. While
Shengun.
Shengun, who had a big game. Shengun ran to the ball to try to tell him
no. He definitely called. It didn't matter. They went to overtime. Thunder ended up winning anyway. Shengun had a monster night. Really great show. And did you like the Michael Jordan contribution?
No. What the hell was that? So basically what?
They teased Michael Jordan. We got Michael Jordan on NBC.
Oh, we got Jordan. So basically, what is it? Mike Tirico went to Jordan's house, like, a couple of weeks ago and asked Mike a series of questions that they're going to take clips of and play during the 25-26 season.
Not only that, but it was like, he tells this story about how he's like, oh, you haven't played basketball? Because he's like, yeah, you don't see any courts around here, do you?
Yeah. When's the last time you grabbed the ball? Oh, I haven't touched the ball in a while. When was the last time, Michael? The last time was at the Ryder Cup when I rented a home from somebody and that person came with his kids and, you know, I had to do the meet and greet. So he said, hey, Mike.
Tough life.
Mike, I know, right? Tough life.
Tough life.
Hey, Mike, shoot some free throws while my kids are here. And I was so scared because I haven't shot the ball. And, you know, the kids, they've heard such great things about me. So I was nervous that I was going to miss this free throw after all these kids heard these great things about me. Did you hit him? Of course I hit him.
Of course.
Of course. I might have hit him.
Would he admit if he didn't? Like, you know that that person who probably rented the house to Michael Jordan signed an NDA anyway. I don't even know if that person exists.
I don't even know if that picture or that video even is available. Like, the kids are going to go in on their TikTok and say, Michael Jordan
right.
missed.
Yeah, like that, like those kids were going to be allowed. He goes, all phones. You know, like, Michael Jordan's Secret Service was around those kids, because if he did miss that free throw or airball it, that footage is never seen the light of day.
Never.
Never seen the light of day. But, yeah, I mean, like, it's cool that he's there. I mean, I guess, but.
Hey, first of all.
He can't zoom in or something like that?
Zoom
like
in?
Something?
You want to zoom in on those eyes?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
He was sitting there. And so, like, Mike Tirico, in depth, I'm not trying to be a hater, but I was just like,
he goes,
you like basketball? He goes, love it.
I love it.
We'll talk to you next time on Jordan Insights.
That was ridiculous.
I was like, what? That's it?
Whoever thought that Mike was going to come every week and talk about the game was out of their mind.
He's banking them like podcast episodes. Dude, but it's only 3 minutes.
It's basically Tirico asking Mike questions that from months prior.
Right.
And they're taking clips and they're going to air it, Mike, during halftime.
Mike, why are you doing this? He's Mike. Like, no, it's not about the money. He's like, as he's sitting in his palace, not about the, I'm here to pay it forward. Dude, he goes, you pay it forward? Well, you like the game? He's like, if I could take a magic pill, I'd be back.
Yeah, cognac. That's the magic pill. That's the magic pill. Cognac.
Crazy,
Mike,
dude.
Mike looked nasty, bro.
I was like, what? All right, cool. There you go. That is your halftime report with Mike Tirico and Michael Jordan.
And by the way, Mello, wear a suit. Everybody's wearing a suit.
I saw
wear
that,
a suit.
He's very fashionable.
I love Mello, but wear a suit. Come on, man. Everybody's wearing a suit. Wear a suit.
And then in the night game last night, Warriors took out the Lakers. Jimmy was awesome. Jimmy Butler was a wrecking machine last night. He had a gazillion free throws.
Can
perfect.
I say that this was quintessential a Jimmy game.
Yep.
And I'm like, only he can get 14 free throws in the first game of the year. And I'm laughing. I'm like, Jimmy did that for definitely, that was a FU to you know who, to Leroy. Because that was the quintessential Jimmy game.
He was so good yesterday. It was Jimmy Butler perfection, and then Lakers is all Luka or nothing. He saw Gabe Vincent at one point. I'm watching Jimmy Butler, and he has Gabe Vincent on him, and you just saw the green lights go off in his eyes. He goes, bing! I mean, he just took Gabe Vincent into the post. He's torturing him. Buddy Hield had a bunch of threes, and it's basically the intangible twins on the Lakers or nothing. I mean, it's either Luka or Reeves. And this J.J. Redick's like, oh, I really thought it was just it was more us hurting ourselves. I'm like, I don't know, dude.
So that old man, this so needed. That old man.
Even Draymond Green saying he's in the Phil Jackson chair. I was just like, oh.
He's so needed, that old man.
And did Luka get hurt at the end of the game last night?
No, it was Luka being Luka.
He was just being a faker?
Because I saw it happen, and Luka looked like, this game looks like it's going to be a blowout. Let me start acting Luka-ish. And I'm like, no, Luka, I got you plus rebounds and points. I need you to continue, which he did. And thank you, Vlad, won his Hard Rock
back. There you go. Yeah. There you go.
But, yeah, I saw he was giving me that. I was like, come on, it's the first game of the season. Don't start acting like
I thought Skinny Luka was going to be different.
No, he was starting to act like that. Then they started making a comeback, and then Luka, all of a sudden, Luka acted like, oh, here comes skinny Luka.
Some of the powers of the universe.
Yeah, because I saw exactly what you saw. He was like, hey, what's wrong with Luka? And I was like, I saw that too, and I had 4 more points for him to get. So his ass better get those 4 points before he started acting like he was hurt.
Well, we're going to do a lot of things. Heat season's debuting tonight. We got a lot of fun stuff. Dolphins are back at practice today. And they're getting ready for the Falcons. We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Game night! Heat back at it tonight. Here on your FM dial, Jason Jackson with the call. Amy Audibert, Tommy Tag, Solana, that gets you ready for all the action. Got the Magic. Got the Grizz coming up on Friday. And then opening night, we give away home openers, Heat and Knicks coming
Admit
up
it, Tobes.
On Sunday.
Admit it.
I mean, what?
You're happy now. It's NBA season. You're happy. Like,
dude, I couldn't. I was such a good night last night, dude. It was. I mean, like, I've been like definitely sports fiending lately. Like, the baseball playoffs have been awesome. You know, they say, and look, I will admit, Vlad, the football, it feels like homework right at this point.
Dude,
right?
When your team is not good, bro, I feel bad for you because you're now feeling what I've been feeling for like all my life, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, now you're looking at college football to see what kind of guy your team might be looking at in a draft. And you're like, the draft is not till April of 2026. You're in October and you're looking at the draft. And it's not even Halloween.
I got to ask you a question. I want to get back into the Marchand thing in just a second, but I saw yesterday Woody Johnson.
Yeah, he let Justin Fields have it. He just basically spoke what the fan base is feeling.
Do you like that? Because we're talking about like Stephen Ross and if you're talking more, and he doesn't really talk anymore. But Stephen Ross, I never remember him saying anything. I remember one negative thing Stephen Ross really ever said, and that was about the Heat. Because he said when LeBron left, people were basically not going to care about the Heat anymore. And
that's
was like,
the Heat was really on the Dolphins' neck as being the
I know.
Team.
And by the way, the Heat didn't like that, and they probably still don't like it.
No, that's obviously a beef.
But he's never really been that negative a guy that I can really remember. He was always the other spectrum. Chad Henne's going to be Marino. So Philbin's got Shula qualities. This Woody Johnson, he seems like he hoses down somebody every year. Do you like this?
I do, because for the simple fact of this, right? He gave, I guess if you want to call it, he gave his head coach the benefit of the doubt, right? Like he
coached. The old vote of confidence.
The vote of confidence, right? So he's basically saying, you can't win if your quarterback is bad. And it's the truth. So at least you know he's not going to let the – at least he's not going to fire the head coach as of right now, unless that, you know, they really, you know, crap the bed. But he's giving the coach the benefit of the doubt, the vote of confidence, so that he can continue. And he's also letting him know that, all right, he doesn't have a quarterback. If you don't have a quarterback, you're not going to win. So at least he's not going to fire him.
I felt like that first week, Fields is looking pretty good.
Dude, that first week, it was a mirage.
Crazy.
I felt like, yeah, it was like, you know what? It was like, you know, I took some shrooms because I've never seen that.
I think that's what it is.
I've never seen that offense.
He's just intoxicating with his speed. He's so fast. This was what Woody Johnson said yesterday.
It looks like he's turning around parts of it. You know, it's hard when you have a quarterback with, you know, with a rating that we've got, you know. He has the ability, but something just is not jiving. But if you look at any head coach with a quarterback like that, you're going to see similar results if you go across the league. You have to play consistently with, you know, at that position, and that's what we're going to try to do for the remainder of the season.
So what gives you hope then?
I just think defense, special teams are doing better. Defense is pretty good. And if we can just complete a pass, it would look good.
Jesus, I mean,
he didn't need that last part. That last part was not needed. That was not needed. He was right. Everything was right, and he's right even to the last part. But that last part was a little shade. He didn't need to say that.
I do think, like, look, if Stephen Ross did do a press conference these days, which you won't.
But if he said something,
if he did hose down everybody and really did hold him accountable, because I think one of the things everybody was really upset about was the way last year ended, and he didn't even hear Mike McDaniel or Chris Greer's press conference. He just gave out the statement, and everybody was like, "How can you say something about status quo, or you're not going to accept that, and then you're not going to say anything?" I do think that people would probably dig if he came out here and he called people a bunch of fat cats, and that's why he didn't give any pays.
The optics would be better because if. What Woody Johnson said is exactly how everybody feels and everybody can see, so it's not like he's lying. So you're happy that he's being accountable and honest, right? And I think the same thing would happen if Stephen Ross was here and was like, look, this was a failure. You know, apologize to the fan base. We're going to do better, something to that effect. I think the people would be all right because at least it's like you're acknowledging that everything is bad.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't acknowledge it and you continue going, then it's going to be a problem. And then you know what happens? Then you get the banners before the games. Then you get nobody showing up to the games. And that's when you finally have what we want.
And the only thing is, like, a CNBC spot. He didn't even do his preseason hit this year with Goldie and Bocamp.
And what was upsetting about last year was that he said it, like, immediately after the game was over, like, oh yeah, everything's gonna be status quo, and it's not right. After you just lost to the Jets last game of the season with a chance of making the playoff by some chance, and then you put up this performance, and then you had
Tyreek Hill walked off the field.
So like, then, yeah, like the whole optic was bad, just, and then you're gonna have we're gonna stay status quo, and then looks what's happened 9 months later.
Yeah, just let them explain themselves a little bit. So. I don't know how that's going to go over in the locker room with everything. It sounded like yesterday there were reports that they're leaning towards going to Tyrod Taylor anyway. That definitely feels like...
Yeah, that was going. Yeah, that was heading that.
Yeah, definitely feels like the green light's there from the owner.
No. Well, listen, what's his name? Had only 1 year. He had 1 year to show and prove. If he didn't show and prove, then the Jets were going to be looking at the draft, and Justin Fields has not performed to the point that they wanted after week one. So, therefore, they're going to be looking in the draft for a new quarterback.
So, but Stephen Ross, you remain a mystery right now. We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame members Rush just announced their 50-something tour, and we got your chance for you and a guest to win a flyaway to see them at Madison Square Garden in New York City. Prize includes tickets to the show, round-trip airfare, and a two-night hotel stay. To enter, go to WQAM.com. This is a national contest. Miami Heat season gets going tonight. Right here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Injuries. No Kasperis Jakachonis debut tonight. He is still dealing with a groin injury. Tyler Hero, of course, dealing with the foot. Kalel Ware is the big question mark. He is questionable. That was an update yesterday. He has an ankle injury. Sprained his ankle or hurt his ankle at practice yesterday. He was dealing with a neck injury, but obviously that's not great when you're going up against these behemoths in Orlando. I was curious, like, what the hell is Eric Spoelstra doing this training camp? Because
a lot of injuries, man.
A lot of young guys with injuries, too.
What, you got a Mike McDaniel training camp?
I don't know. I think it was honestly probably the opposite. It feels like he ran these guys into the ground. I felt like, because here's the thing, Vlad. They're really onto this whole we're going to play fast thing. We're going to play with speed. Everybody says that.
Tobin, how many years have we heard that?
Everybody says that. Everybody says that.
No, but like this team, though.
This team, a little bit last year, but here's the thing. You can't play fast when you have Jimmy Butler. Doesn't exist.
But
doesn't exist.
Okay, but here's the thing, right? I think they've always been trying to balance that one, that year when they were the one seed and they lost on that three-pointer that Jimmy missed against the Celtics. That team was an efficient offensive team that shot the ball very well from the three-point line.
A lot of shooters.
Right? And I think they've been always trying to get that, and they haven't been able to get that like that. That magic again. So that's why every year when they say it, it's like, well, look at your roster. You don't have the shooters like you did in that season to do this again.
Yeah, and I think that that is one of these things where, you know, they're looking at this team. I think what they really want is just really improve. They really stunk in transition. I think that's what they want to improve on. And I do think that's where Jovic becomes a big piece in a lot of this, and Norman Powell. You know, that put your head down, just get to the rim, make things happen like that. And I'm hoping for Bam too, he's kind of the one, because I feel like if anybody's kind of a slow things up, it's him. But if you can get Bam to play faster, I feel like that's going to make him a better player.
I think that's would be better for him.
I do too.
He's too athletic to not to be running up and down the court.
100%. So I think that that's the hope, but my guess is, you know, Spo kind of alluded to this in camp where he was like, oh, players say they want to play fast, but, you know, players lie. And then they get to the regular season and they don't want to play fast anymore. And I think when you saw, like, when you saw how Indy played last year, it's like this breakneck pace that they're at all times. It's one of these things where I think if he was like, well, if we're going to do it, we're going to do it. And I feel like that probably led to camp being a lot of, hey, we're going to get these guys in old school Pat Riley shape, if that's what you guys are talking about, that you want to be in. And I feel like if you saw the injuries, I'm just theorizing. I have no idea.
It's a lot of muscles. It's a lot of soft tissues.
It's a lot of young guys, too.
And it's a lot of young guys.
Like, Bam never gets hurt. He's basically indestructible. He's got one thumb injury.
He is vibranium, but, you know. Okay.
I understand. Yes. You know.
You know.
Please. As if I don't have enough.
Like, yeah, in my like, life. Let's not, yeah, let's.
But I'm, but like, everybody else who has been, like, hurt, it's been Jakachonis, it's been Pella, it's been Kalel Ware, it's been Nico. It's a lot of these young guys.
But, and Toby, I was like, this is a young team.
I know, but I kind of feel like Spo's like, no, we're going to dig into some serious shape here. Just because you're young doesn't mean you're, like, necessarily in that pro shape. Like, you may not know. So that's why I'm theorizing, like, kind of feels like he gave them all, like, the real, like, hey, welcome to camp. I'm turning this into hell. Because I'm looking at the injuries, and all the veteran guys seem to be fine, but the youngins, not so much, so, which is kind of weird. So I was
maybe they're going too hard,
or he wants them to go too hard because he wants them to be able to last through a season. I don't know, but I found that to be an interesting thing. Tonight, you know, if they don't have, I think even if Kalel does play, I think they were going to go in the direction of starting Nico. Not that it, you know, I think we make too much of the starting thing, but I think that's probably the direction they're going to go. And the thing that's great about it is like. I think they're still trying to figure out the Bam and Ware thing. Does that work long term? But I think they know that Jovic can fit with either one of them.
All right, this is what I've noticed, man. Over the last couple of years, but watching that, there's always something about watching opening night. You could kind of tell where the league is heading,
mm-hmm.
especially because you've seen the champs and they're playing against some good team. So you got to figure out what this the contender is doing to try to get to where the champions are.
Mm-hmm.
You called this last year, and you seeing it more so now. You got to have two bigs. You're going to have two bigs gotcha. Starting. You have to have two bigs, and if you have, you could start two bigs. The game is weird. We went from being spread out
mm-hmm.
to eliminating the big man to now the big man's included now. You could have a big man who's athletic and a big man who's just a brute. And watching that OKC-Houston game yesterday, it was like, damn, bro, you got Hartenstein and you got Chet, two tall seven-footers. And then you had Steven Adams, and then you had
they were huge, though. They started the tallest lineup, they said, in 50 years.
I mean, and then you see where Houston could start a lineup.
And
where,
that's with Kevin Durant lining.
Right, Thompson could be the point guard. And Thompson's 6'8", 6'9", with a 7'3", wingspan. Yep. So where and Bam – or wearing and Nico, that's going to be critical because you're going to have two bigs in the lineup at some point.
That's going to come down to if either Ware or Bam, they can roll that big, and we literally got to see it for like one game last year, and I liked it, and they liked it. But Nico talked about this with us at media day, and he was like, one of the other guys got to be able to shoot. Like, he can shoot, Nico can shoot. The other two, one of them's got to be a respectable shooter because Ware. Ware's got a nice stroke, but he just, like, he went into
a
bad slump.
They both do. Bam was improving last year.
He did.
How many he had, like, 80 or almost
100? I think he almost got to 80, which was a huge jump from, I think, his max of, like, 5.
So if he got to 80 last year, he can get to 90 or 100 this season?
I think so, especially if he doesn't go into the lull that he had early on in the year. If either one of those guys can really, then I think that lineup with the three bigs can work. But I don't know. And I think the other thing that without Tyler right now, you know, they're really they need Nico out there a lot for playmaking. They need somebody out there who can pass.
And that yesterday, if you watched last night's game, you could see that you definitely need a point guard. Like, that's what Houston was missing at times.
Yep.
You could tell where without having a Van Vliet, they didn't have anybody to get them in a proper in a proper play, get the ball to the right hand, to the hot hand. There was a lot of, for a double overtime game, Kevin Durant shouldn't be shooting only 14 times.
Yeah, well, I guess they felt like one of those things where it was there was one of those things. Maybe they just felt like Şengün was just cooking.
No, Şengün was cooking, I mean, but it was just a lot of times I saw where, like, Thompson was just going one-on-one. I was like, you could have gotten, get the ball to this guy right here. You just gave him another extra $45 million for the next 2 years. Yeah, give it to him. That's what he came here for.
This was Eric Spoelstra on them pairing Bam and Ware together.
I think they're fun. Yeah, they've had some time now since training camp and those minutes last year to play off each other. They feel comfortable with it, so there's some good things we can build on for sure. We just don't want them, like, taking up the same space. You know, that doesn't do us any good, but they're aware of it and they've been working on it.
All right. We got that to go for. And Spo also took umbrage with the idea that he's been hard on Kalel Ware at practice yesterday.
I don't know. I find that just like the narratives. I didn't even challenge him that strongly. Just mentioned very matter of fact, you know, about his game. I like the progress he's making. We're going to continue to coach him and push him. We see the talent there. He really can add a lot to our team. You know, he wants us to coach him. And, you know, that's what we owe him, you know, for him to reach his full potential.
I love that. He's just sitting here and he's like, oh, that was nothing. I could really crank it up if I wanted to. I haven't even started yet, baby. We call that coaching. Hello, Leroy.
What's up?
How are you, buddy? Oh, I know how you're doing.
Oh, Leroy, you all right, man?
I mean, I guess. I just like be living my normal life, and then all of a sudden, and the worst thing is knowing what it is right away.
Oh,
so right?
Did something happen during the night that made you have to go, or it just was just
no,
a regular checkup?
I did it this past weekend.
Oh.
So
brutal, dude.
I got a stress fracture.
Golfing?
And so now I got to go get an MRI. I don't know. I'll go to the gym too, though.
Oh, okay.
If I don't do nothing crazy.
But you just woke up one morning and was just like, oh, I'm in pain?
No.
Leroy's actually ready for a comeback. He was training for it.
There it is.
He was too.
Sunday, I did something, whether it was on the golf course, walking up a hill or something. And it was like, dude, I almost went to the store and bought crutches.
Oof.
And I got a high threshold for pain.
Yeah. No, I know that.
That's how bad it was. So I elevated it, you know, iced the crap out of it. And then yesterday it kind of went away. And then this morning I got up to go get PT for my shoulder and walked up the stairs and all over again. So I had an appointment anyway with the doctor. So when I went, he's like, yeah, you pretty much know what it is. Ugh. So now I have to get an MRI to confirm. And then I'm either going to have, you know, surgery, injection, or knee replacement.
Wow, right. Those sound like three fun options. Jesus.
That's a great multiple choice.
Yeah.
That's not a fun. That's like the opposite of Golden Corral. That's not a fun buffet.
The way I look at it is if it's not going to hurt like this point with whatever you do, then I'm good. Because I'm telling you, dude, I was thanks for the update, Tin Man.
Thank you, Schmeathen. You really, in our times of trouble, nobody asks us quite like Schmeathen.
I just put some oil on it. With some oil,
Leroy's recovery in the hospital. Everybody sends flowers, and everybody sends some treats, and then there's a card from Schmeathen that just tells him to go to hell.
Yeah,
I know, right?
Yep, and that's probably the one I get the biggest smile from.
Probably,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Leroy, let me tell you this, man.
That he cares.
Thank you, for putting your body for Eye Entertainment, man. Jeopardizing your body for Eye. No, I'm like serious, like. I know you got paid very handsomely. It was great. You lived your life. But sometimes I got to, you know, sometimes as a fan, you got to say thank you because, yeah, for our entertainment and our betting purposes.
I'm always real cautious with injuries with players.
Yeah.
Like, right?
Yeah.
Like that beating science garbage, you don't beat science, dude.
You can only
it heals when it heals.
You can only fend off science for a little bit before science wins.
You can't
wins.
Even fend it off. It heals when it heals. Like, you know, no matter what kind of physical therapy or treatment you get, it's gonna heal when it heals.
Is Jalen Phillips almost science?
I think science came back to collect.
You sure? That's what I'm saying. Like, look, and here's the thing that people need to understand. When guys come back from surgeries like that, they may be able to play, but they're not back to themselves. It takes a while, especially with a knee, because you may be able to run without hurting your knee, but when you got to plant and go around those corners and dip that shoulder as a pass rusher, right? That's real stress on that ligament and those ligaments. And sometimes you're just not there yet.
We'll take a break here on the program. Our old friend Michael McCullough is going to stop by, tell us what the Heat got coming up this season, and we'll continue on after this.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.